There's a famous quote that says, "In a world where you can be anything, be kind." And I feel like that sums up our next guest here. Whether this is your first time listening to the Nova Scotia SPCA podcast, or you're a loyal listener who never misses an episode, welcome. My name is Taylor Hustis, and we're super duper excited that you're here with us listening along. I started with the SPCA nearly 7 years ago, and our guest today is actually one of the very first people that I met. I remember driving home that day feeling inspired and thinking, wow, I hope someday to have the positive impact on the world that Brenda Bell has. Brenda has dedicated her entire life and hereafter to animals. With May being Leave a Legacy Month in Canada, a special time to highlight the impact that gifts and wills can have on charities, it was a no-brainer that we needed to talk to Brenda. Brenda has been volunteering her talent and time with the Nova Scotia SPCA for more than 15 years. Not only has she opened up her home and heart to foster pets and volunteered at events, most recently at the Humane Canada Conference, but Brenda actually started two of our most popular and longest-running fundraisers. We'll get into more on that later. When Brenda travels, she is always looking for ways to help animals. She has even shopped at our SPCA thrift stores and sent suitcases of supplies to help rescues from around the world. Podcast listeners, you are in for a real treat today. But before we get into the fun, thank you for being with us here today, Brenda. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And I'm very happy to be here. So thank you for inviting me.
Awesome. We're happy to have you. I know talking into a mic can sometimes be a little bit funky to start. So we're going to get loosey-goosey with a game first. It's called Go Fetch. Basically, this is our fun lightning round where I'm going to ask you a few questions so we can learn a little bit more about what makes you, you.
Okay. Ready? I'm ready.
Here we go.
Oh, that was loud.
Here we go. So number one, who was your first pet?
My first pet was a cat named Tabby. And I got her when I was 8 years old. And she, I remember trying to come up with a name for her. And I met this man and he goes, "Oh, she's a tabby cat." So I thought that was her name. So I called her Tabby. And yeah, I had her for 16 years.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And actually with one of my first cats, Happy, same kind of thing, is that my little brother, because cats, their mouths kind of like turn up at the edges.
And they look like they're smiling.
Exactly. He thought, "Oh, he's a happy cat." And we're like, "Okay, his name is Happy." Yeah. Go figure.
That's a child's mind. Yes.
Exactly, right? Okay. So number two, if animals could talk, who would be the rudest?
The rudest animal? Mm-hmm. I would say potentially cats, because they want you to think that they don't care, but deep down they do.
Make you work for it.
Yeah.
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 There's nothing more rewarding than like whenever you're in a group full of people and then a cat chooses you to come up to.
Absolutely. It's like, oh, and it's typically the person that doesn't like cats.
Yeah. Or has allergies.
Or has allergies. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. But like, those are the ones they want you to think that they're rude. But in fact, they're just playing you.
Exactly, right? Okay, and opposite, who would be the nicest?
I think the nicest would be a dog, because they're always trying to please you, right? They're just always trying to make you happy. And yeah, so it's a dog for sure.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
You agree?
Yes.
Yeah, always trying to please you.
Yes, would never stop loving you, no matter what you did.
No, absolutely, unconditional love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, especially, like, I think about, like, walks in the rain with my dog, Hazel. Like, she's just, like, the happiest dog no matter the weather. Whereas, like, if I were to ever go anywhere in the rain with my cats, they would be like, what are you doing to me? Change the weather right now.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
But okay. So number three, you are a real champion for pets. So who
Thank
is
you.
Your hero?
I think anyone, no one in particular, just anyone who helps animals, and maybe even the Nova Scotia SPCA, because they are doing wonderful things for animals, and everybody that works for the organization is passionate about animal welfare, and I just love being around those people, because they're my peers, I guess, or my peeps. Yeah.
I'm too hormonal for this. I'm gonna cry. So, okay. Yeah. I feel the exact same way about you.
Thank
I hope you.
You
know that.
Thank you.
Okay, before I start crying, Brenda, you are one of the biggest animal lovers I know. Where did your love of animals come from?
I would say my love of animals came from the time I was 8 years old. So it was 1 year after the death of my father, and I got my first cat. And we just touched on that. So this cat lived to be 16, and I was 24 years old when she died. So those years were very important years. And during that time, significant things happened in my lifetime, some not so good. So this cat actually became my best friend, and she loved me unconditionally. And it was that love that that inspired me to love cats. And cats are my first love, I guess you could say. And from here on in, it's never stopped. And my love of cats has only grown over the years. And I'm passionate about cats. I'm the crazy cat lady.
Oh, no. That's absolutely beautiful, especially to have your first cat at such a
8 years old
time in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 8 years old. And yeah, and I loved her. Like, she was my everything. So, and I, and she helped me get through those tough years of growing up. So
yeah, we never forget our first. That's for sure, right?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This might be a tricky question, but how many pets do you reckon you've had over your lifetime?
I would say since I was 8 years old, I have had 11 pets and counting. Yes.
Now, I was trying to think even for myself. I was like, oh my gosh, how many have we had? And so then I was going through, I was like, we've always had a very full household. Like, it's never just been like one animal at a time kind of thing.
Yes.
So we've had 9 so far. Well, I have 3 right now. So that's included. But that's wild.
Yeah.
Right?
And I have 4 right now. Mm-hmm. So at one point I had 6 up until 14 months ago. So mm-hmm. yeah, multiple cats, more so later in life than early in life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And did all 6 get along well?
They did, pretty mm-hmm. for the most part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. They each, we have a big enough house that they can find their own quiet space and yeah. get away from any other animals that's bugging them. but yeah, they all pretty much got along. There's a little bit of hissing now and then, but mm-hmm. makes for an interesting household.
Yeah, everyone just wanting your attention.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so can you share a little bit about how you got involved with SPCA so long ago?
Yes, that was back in 2008. And I was helping other volunteers with the SPCA yard sale that they used to have back then. I don't know if you ever
right.
knew that they used to do a yard sale.
Yeah.
And I was asked to take over the holiday tables from the person who was doing them at that time. So that first year in 2008, we did them together, where she kind of trained me. Not that there was much to train, but then she trained me, showed me the ropes, and then I've been doing them ever since. So it started with the holiday tables.
That's awesome. Okay. And when people think of volunteering for the SPCA, usually the activities that kind of come to mind are like cuddling baby kittens or taking dogs on nice long walks. And while all volunteering is amazing and extremely valuable, one form is often forgotten, and that's fundraising. This is an area where you really, really shine. So let's talk about those holiday tables. For folks who aren't close to HRM, the holiday tables sell a variety of goodies where people can buy presents for a loved one, their furry friend, or themselves.
Yep.
And they're still running after all these years. So many people look forward to them. We get calls every single year saying, when
are
they
good.
Starting?
That's
amazing.
Good.
So what do you think is the secret to their success?
Well, the secret to the success of the holiday tables is actually quite simple. It's not rocket science. Mm-hmm. It's the volunteers, and that's it. There are 2 other women that helped me lead this fundraiser, and probably 20 or more other volunteers that sign up to work the shifts at the mall. Many have been volunteering at this fundraiser for as long as I've been leading it. Volunteers consider it as part of their holiday tradition. So they often bring their children or their grandchildren to volunteer with them, and thus teaching them the importance of giving back to the community, especially at Christmas time. We have dedicated volunteers that sign up to work multiple shifts, and without them, we could not raise the much needed funds to help the SPCA to do this vital work. We just couldn't fill the shifts without our volunteers. Mm-hmm. So it's the volunteers.
Oh, that's so
big
sweet.
Shout out to all the volunteers out there that volunteer for the Christmas fundraiser. Yay!
Thank you. Yeah. No, but you're right. And honestly, my favorite item that's always at the holiday tables is the catnip mice.
Oh, yeah.
Or I should say my cat's favorite, really. And so I always end up swinging by to pick some up. But I've had to go the last 2 years twice because I had them wrapped underneath the tree and they end up getting into them early.
Oh, my God.
So they got double presents that year.
I have a volunteer. Her name is Heather. And she makes, hand knits 200 catnip mice.
Wow.
A year. She knits every day, pretty much every day, to make those 200. And she never asks for anything. She doesn't ask for the wool. She doesn't ask for the catnip. She just does it. Yeah. She's amazing.
That is wonderful. Yeah. But it also goes to show like your amazing leadership, right? That you guys are really kind of leading the way with that kindness. So
yeah. And it's awesome. All about building relationships, right? Mm-hmm. So every time, you know, we get together once a year, Heather and I, and she delivers the catnip mice and then she stays for tea and we just get caught up. And yeah, it's all about relationship building as well. That's what fundraising is all about too.
No, you're right. It absolutely is. Okay, so on top of the holiday fundraiser, you also manage and lead another fundraiser. This is one of my favorites, Sponsor a Kennel. So for those who aren't familiar with it, can you share a little bit about what this is?
Certainly. The Sponsor a Kennel program is where people or even organizations can sponsor a stay in memory of a deceased person or a pet for a period of about 1 year. So for that sponsorship, the donor gets a plate on a kennel, either a dog or cat, whatever is of their choosing, in whatever name they want, and a certificate of appreciation in the mail from me that they can display in their office or wherever to proudly show that they are giving back to the community by sponsoring a kennel at our local animal shelter. At the yearly anniversary date, I call the donor and I ask if they would renew for another year. Most people do continue to renew their kennel sponsorship year after year. And during the years, I've really gotten to know a lot of those people by their participation in this program. And again, it's about building relationships. Some of them just say, I can't say no to you, Brenda.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And like you said, some people choose to do it for 1 year, but often people have been doing it for years.
For years,
and years,
for as long,
right?
as I've been doing it. Yeah, they continue to do it. And they always say when I say, yeah, this is Brenda calling from the SPCA. And I said, I'm calling. This is my yearly call. Oh my God, is a year up already?
It goes by quickly.
It goes by so fast.
No, yeah. Absolutely. And it's always really nice, I find, like walking around the shelter and seeing like what people have chosen to put on their plaque, right? So sometimes it's a memory of a loved one or someone who's passed or maybe someone, well, we have a new one that's going to be coming up. We won't have a spoiler alert coming out just yet. But one maybe for a wedding.
Yes.
Which is very cool.
Yes. I've never had, that's a first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had that one before.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
And so with Sponsor a Kennel, it costs $350, which is essentially a dollar a day.
$365 to be exact.
Oh, right. Yes.
A dollar a day. There's 365 days in a year.
Exactly. Right. I know. Pregnancy brain, right? but on average, it actually takes around $750.
That's right.
To rescue, rehabilitate, and rehome one pet. So
right. This
is a wonderful way for people to be able to help.
Yes, it helps. And oftentimes, too, I can often ask people to increase their kennel sponsorship once they're in the program.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I'll say, okay, it's just $365. But when I call them the year after, I'll explain to them $365 is great and we're appreciative of that donation. However, if you could maybe bump it up to $500, you know, the cost, it's never gone up since I've been doing this and it's been like 12 years. And
right. The
cost of veterinary bills, the cost of rehoming, vaccination, like all that has really gone up the last 12 years. We've
totally.
Never increased it. Would you be willing to bump it up to 500? And almost everyone say absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But again, that's a true testament to you, right, Brenda?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. I am always amazed by how humble you are. You have helped raise thousands of dollars and inspired so much kindness. So is there a certain moment, memory, or milestone that kind of sticks out as being extra special as your time with the SPCA?
Yes. Thinking back, it's been a while, but one memory that I have is when we used to have the holiday tables at the Halifax Shopping Center, and we used to have therapy dogs come and help us raise money. So this one dog, Rock, he was a St. Bernard. He was a huge draw whenever his owner would bring him. This one day, a young girl came by the tables in a wheelchair with a hospital bracelet. And she was hooked up to some kind of a machine. I don't know what it was, but she was just so sweet and so beautiful. And she held Rock's face in her hands. And they both just peered into each other's eyes. It almost made me want to cry. And then I'll just never forget the smile on her face. And as she looked into the eyes of Rock, and I'm just so glad that I was there to experience it that day. And I actually took a picture of it. And although your viewers can't see the picture, you can just see the gaze and the joy and it just makes me think that how animals can bring joy even in sad situations when you're not feeling well. And then, you know, you look at this dog in his eyes and all of a sudden everything else goes away. And all you think about is that love of that animal and that dog. And I'll never forget her. And I just wonder, you know, whatever happened to her, I certainly hope that she is okay now. But that's the one memory that I'll never forget. That mm-hmm. joy that she peered into Rock's eyes and she was just, happy. She was happy in that one moment.
Yeah. No, you can definitely see that. It's true happiness. It almost feels very hopeful as well, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope. Yeah, I think so. Hopeful. Yeah. Obviously, she had just come from the hospital, maybe out on a day pass. It was Christmas time. And I hope she's okay. But big old Rock, he made her day.
They have that way.
Yeah, they do.
No, it's so interesting that you brought this one up. I thought it might be this one, like after we chatted about this before. And it actually got me thinking about my own experiences with SPCA. I was trying to go kind of years and years and years back, trying to think like, what's the one thing that kind of sticks out in my mind? I know we've talked about fostering before because you're a dedicated foster too. And I think mine would have to be, I fostered these three spicy kitties.
I remember.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
And so I nicknamed them Mild Spice, Medium Spice, and Super Spice. And they were spicy. So they were in that socialization window still, but at the very tail end of it. And so we worked really, really hard to gain their trust and show them that humans are kind and loving. And it made my day whenever Super Spice, the spiciest of the crew, came and actually seeked out my lap to kind of come and have some cuddles. And whenever they start running towards you, it just makes your heart sore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So rewarding, isn't it?
Yeah.
So rewarding.
Yes. And then hearing back from the families who have adopted them
I rarely had that when I was fostering.
Oh, it's the best feeling. And then knowing that how affectionate that they are today, I'm like,
yes. You were part of that. Yes. An important part of that.
Yes. And maybe I was just the teeniest, tiniest part of their story, but knowing that we had something to do with setting them up for success, it's the best.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's the best. Mm-hmm. Okay, but one thing I've always adored and appreciated about you is that you don't just talk the talk, you really walk the walk. If volunteering for more than a decade wasn't enough, you are also a monthly donor. So why do you think monthly giving is so important?
Well, monthly giving is important because it provides the SPCA with a regular, dependable source of income. And it needs that so that it can do its life-saving work, so that it can budget for, what can we, for planning, right? Mm-hmm. For future planning. And so I just want to continue to help animals. And that's why I can't adopt them all. So instead, at least I can give money to help with getting them adopted, getting them up to health, and then getting them adopted into loving families. And so a monthly donation makes me feel good to know that although I can't help them all, I can't rescue them all, at least I can help in that small way by contributing on a monthly basis.
No, absolutely. You're totally right. Monthly donors provide that loyal support that animals can really count on. So giving monthly allows the Nova Scotia SPCA to plan ahead and invest in better long-term solutions.
Exactly.
Donors can choose whatever amount, big or small, that's safely deducted every month to help pets who need it most. And you can start, stop, or pause.
Good one.
I had to. Whenever you want. So if anyone listening is interested in this, please visit NovaScotiaSPCA.ca/pawprogram to learn more. But there's more with you.
Oh, there is.
Yes. I know our listeners are like, what? How could there be more? But there is. You have also included a charitable gift in your will. So a gift in your will can really be a special tribute to a beloved pet. What inspired your giving?
Yes, I have included a terrible gift in my will for the SPCA, and I guess it's the love of animals that inspires my giving. I want to continue to help animals, even when I am no longer here to help them myself. Mm-hmm. So dedicating the Nova Scotia SPCA as a beneficiary ensures that animals will continue to be helped here in Nova Scotia, and also has the added benefit of decreasing my tax burden. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a win-win.
Absolutely. It is a true win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah. So including a gift in your will is such a great option for animal lovers who want to help the SPCA without affecting their budget today. In a lot of cases, people are able to make the biggest donation ever through their will. It can have significant tax benefits, like you said, for your estate. And many people are surprised to learn that the Nova Scotia SPCA doesn't receive government funding for animal care or operations. We rely entirely on charitable support. So reliable support like yours, Brenda, allows us to act immediately whenever emergencies happen. Between this past year with the historic fires, floods, and snowfall, the Nova Scotia SPCA has had to be more responsive than ever. So we are so grateful for your support. I hope you know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes. And some folks might think that like $5 might not make a difference. Spoiler alert, it will. Every little bit helps. Or they might think that they can't commit to a volunteer shift every week. So what would you say to others who are on the fence about thinking about making a donation or volunteering with SPCA?
Good question, Taylor. I would say don't be discouraged and try to talk yourself out of it. For instance, don't let self-talk like, I don't have time to volunteer, or I barely have enough money to pay my own bills. You can choose how many hours a week, how many hours a month, even how many hours a year you want to volunteer. Some of my volunteers just come out once a year and they volunteer at the holiday tables. They just do a four-hour shift. They might sell $250 during that one shift. Well, that's a $250 donation that they just made to the SPCA for just 4 hours of their time.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to donating, well, you mentioned $5, $10, whatever, it all makes a difference. And that adds up to, you know, $10 a month adds up to $120 a year. And then compound that to the following year, another $120, and so on and so on. So it all adds up. Your volunteer time is worth money. And your monthly donations, which can be set up automatically, like you said, to come out of your bank account, no matter how small, adds up. So you choose the hour, you choose the donation amount, and you're in total control. It's a wonderful feeling knowing you are literally saving lives and helping give animals a second chance. There is no better feeling.
Ah, beautifully put, Brenda. Beautifully put.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And if any listeners would like to learn more about adding the SPCA to your will, Krista is our SPCA expert who can help you. You can find her contacts in the How to Help section of our website at novascotiaspca.ca. Like Brenda, if you have already included the SPCA in your will, please let us know so that we can ensure that your wishes will be honored. We would really love the opportunity to thank you. Brenda, I know we have just scratched the surface with your awesomeness and kindness, but I just wanted to thank you so much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure, Taylor. It's always makes my day to come over and see you.
I love seeing your smiling face.
Likewise.
Mm-hmm. But seriously, we are so, so lucky to have you champion our cause. And a special thank you to our dedicated listeners for tuning in and joining us today. Planning for the future is the thoughtful thing to do for your loved ones, but it can be difficult at times. So please remember, we are here to help you. We all hope that you have a great day. And in case you haven't heard it yet today, you are amazing. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.